This is Pam Pedersen from WFIT, and I'm visiting today with Stuart Borton from the Yellow Dog Cafe. Thanks for coming in, Stuart. How are you today?
You're welcome, Pam. Nice to see you.
Tell me how you got started cooking.
Oh, goodness. Where to start? Okay, when I was 21, I was in the insurance business in Australia, and they stopped the tax deductions for dining out expenses. And the only way to continue to have a tax deduction for dining out was if you owned a restaurant. So me and a couple of buddies got together and we bought a restaurant.
for tax deductions, so you could eat out.
Well, we were spending a lot of money dining out. So I would go in and I decided that I really liked it. Just kind of fell in love with the industry.
And when did you open the Yellow Dog Cafe?
We opened Yellow Dog in 1998, February 13th, Friday the 13th in 1998.
Turned out to be a good luck day.
It was a good luck day, yep. That was my wife's favorite day, the 13th is her lucky number, she says, so.
So in addition to running a successful restaurant with wonderful food, by the way, you have authored two books now?
Two books, yes.
So the first book I know I bought, and it's a cookbook, and I have enjoyed teaching myself to cook your recipes, and it's a great book. But tell me about the second book called Old Dog, New Chef.
Well, the Old Dog, New Chefs was something that myself and Nancy kind of come together on, and really Nancy decided that she wanted to have a book to help bring the families back to the kitchen. And so that's what I focused on when I focused on this book, and she kind of instructed the design of it, and worked closely with the artist, Scotty LaFortune, which is a local guy here, went to Palm Bay High. He did all the artwork, and the designing of the book was with him and Nancy together, and we kind of did the recipes on what I felt was important things, particularly in the beginning with a really simple white bread recipe, and it's the same white bread recipe we use in the restaurant. So it's extremely versatile. So it makes like five or six different things in the book. And it's just, if you learn that recipe, there's so many things that you can make. And it goes on to do some really simple appetizers, some really simple desserts, a couple of entree type of things, just basic stuff that kids that I was working with when I was volunteer teaching at St. Joe's, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, wanted to learn how to cook, like roast beef, how to cook a steak. You know, how to make bacon. It's baking bacon. So you're not actually making the bacon on top of the stove. I know I'm rambling here, but
No.
I get excited when I start talking about my new book.
I'm getting hungry.
But it's like we bake the bacon instead of frying it on the stove with the roast pork, roast beef, you know, grilling steaks, how to cook a fish. You know, all those basic things are in the book. And it doesn't overwhelm you with instructions. It kind of leaves a little bit that you have to just make that next step yourself in some stages, because I want people to think when they're in the kitchen and
get the creative juices
flowing. But you got to get them exactly, and that's what we try to do. And with Nancy's companion coloring book, she actually took all the designs and artwork that Scotty did, pulled the color out of it, and then we put it together as a coloring book.
So that's great for
little kids to get involved in the kitchen as well. So when mom or big brother or big sister's in the kitchen or dad is in the kitchen cooking, tots can actually get in there and be coloring the same picture that they're making.
And you have a book signing for this new Old Dog, New Chef's cookbook at Barnes & Noble. That's February 8th at 7 p.m.?
Yes.
Now, is that just for kids?
No, it's anybody that wants to come, and I'd love to invite everybody down there, and we'll talk a little bit about the book. I'll answer questions, and whatever the folks at Barnes & Noble want me to do.
And you have another book signing at the Brevard Central Library in Cocoa, March 9th from 10 to 4.
It's called Authors for Authors, I think.
Okay, and the Yellow Dog Cafe, you're open Tuesday through Sunday?
Every day from 11 o'clock till 9 o'clock at night, except on Fridays and Saturdays, and we close at 10.
Tuesday through Sunday, then, for lunch and dinner. And the Yellow Dog Cafe is located 905 US 1 in Malabar.
In Malabar.
On the river with gorgeous, gorgeous views. And for more information, you can call 321-956-3334 or visit yellowdogcafe.com. Thank you so much, Stuart.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me in, Pam.